My fellow citizens, yesterday was a day of grave developments in the Middle East. In Iraq, a highly organized military blow struck down the duly constituted government and attempted to put in its place a committee of army officers. The attack was conducted with great brutality. Many of the leading personalities were beaten to death or hanged, and their bodies dragged through the streets. At about the same time, there was discovered a highly organized plot to overthrow the lawful government of Jordan. Warned and alarmed by these developments, President Shamoun of Lebanon sent to me an urgent plea that the United States station some military units in Lebanon. This would, he felt, evidence our concern for the independence of that little country, which itself has, for about 2 months, been subjected to civil strife. This civil strife has been actively fomented by Soviet and Cairo broadcasts, and abetted and aided by substantial amounts of arms, money, and personnel infiltrated into Lebanon across the Syrian border. President Shamoun stated that without an immediate show of United States support, the government of Lebanon would be unable to survive against the forces which had been set loose in this area. The plea of, of President Shamoun was supported by the unanimous action of the Lebanese cabinet. After giving this plea earnest thought, and after taking advice from leaders of both the executive and congressional branches of the government, I decided to comply with the plea of the government of Lebanon. A few hours ago, a battalion of United States Marines landed and took up stations in and about the city of Beirut.